21 is at the Santa Cruz branch line. Right of entry agreement with the city of Santa Cruz for Murray Street Bridge project and temporary bicycle and pedestrian trail. Staff report.
Okay. Hi there, Director Christensen. Good afternoon. I am presenting this item on behalf of our real property specialist, Bella Cressman, who is at home with her newborn. And she had her baby. So I'm presenting this on behalf of Bella. And this is the item for the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line Right of Entry Agreement for the Murray Street Bridge Project and Temporary Path. Next slide, please. So a little bit of background. Construction of the City of Santa Cruz Bridge Project began in March of 2025 and is anticipated to complete in 2028. In August, we called a special meeting. This was a request by Commissioners Koenig, Cummings, and Keeley. And as part of that special meeting, the commission directed staff to negotiate a right of entry agreement with the City of Santa Cruz and facilitate the implementation in an expedited manner. Next slide. The City of Santa Cruz's proposal is to create a safe and accessible temporary bicycle and pedestrian trail utilizing the RTC-owned adjacent railroad bridge. The project is utilizing a portion of the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line Corridor right-of-way for construction, staging, access, and maintenance. Next slide. Here is a cross-section just showing the proposed configuration here. It's a temporary solution. This is a cross-section showing what it would look like at the approach to the bridge. So this temporary solution is proposed between Seabright and 7th Avenues. So this would be all the locations where the trail would be proposed, with the exception of the bridge. Next slide. And this would be kind of the configuration of what the bridge would look like. Next slide. So the next steps, staff requested Progressive Rail, who is the federally designated common carrier of the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line, approve a right of entry agreement allowing temporary use of the railroad bridge during construction. Progressive Rail has concerns about safety and liability, and staff will continue to facilitate discussions with the railroad to try to alleviate their concerns. Another piece of this is that City Council, my understanding is they have not taken action yet officially to move this proposed temporary bicycle pedestrian trail yet, and that they are planning to do so later this month. Next slide. So I'll just read the staff recommendation. Staff recommends that the commission authorize the executive director to execute a right of entry agreement with the City of Santa Cruz for the Murray Street Bridge seismic retrofit and barrier replacement project and a temporary pedestrian trail, and continue facilitating reviews and approvals by Progressive Rail for both the temporary use of the railroad bridge and the staging area along the Santa Cruz Branch rail line right of way. Next slide. And that concludes my staff report.
Thank you. Commissioners, questions? No question. Commissioner Clark?
I do. Commissioner Quitos Carter has her hand up.
Okay.
You want to take that one first?
Yeah, go ahead, Commissioner Quitos Carter.
Thank you. Yes, my question for Director Christensen, could you possibly elaborate on the concerns that Progressive Rail had and what the follow-up would to those concerns would look like?
Sure. So this, as you know, from the attachments in the agenda packet, we've been kind of trading correspondences with Progressive Rail, and it is an ongoing kind of discussion that we're having. their concern was really safety and liability. So they, you know, like any entity, has insurance, and they had some concerns about the insurability of this improvement, and that basically allowing something like this, which is way outside the box for a private railroad, you know, understandably so, they have some concerns about it. And we're still working through those concerns. So some of the things that we're looking into is potentially getting like a special insurance policy or the city of Santa Cruz is looking into that. And, you know, our right of entry agreement language, as well as the Progressive Rail right of entry language, do require entities who are entering into the right of way to indemnify and hold harmless the two entities, RTC and Progressive. So that's our concern. We're hoping that we could continue to work through it.
I'm sorry, but I'm still not understanding. What can you like specify what the safety concerns are and what the liability is? It's still not super clear to me.
It's also not quite clear to staff either. So, you know, we are a public agency. The City of Santa Cruz is a public agency, and public safety is obviously at the utmost priority for both of our agencies. So I do find it a little odd to have a private railroad to express kind of concerns about, you know, not having a safe facility when, you know, the city and the RTC staff, obviously we... That's a very high priority for us. So,
could you tell me what specifically they cited as their concern?
They were not specific, but there is a letter attached to the staff report from Progressive Rail, and that is all that I know at this time.
All right, thank you.
Commissioner Clark, and then Commissioner Schiffing.
Yeah, just two real quick. So. It's my understanding that, of course, the City of Santa Cruz would look to indemnify the RTC on this. That notwithstanding, we could still get drug into it if there was a failure or a breach of the safety plan. You know, somebody wandering home from Brady's bar falls over the rail or whatever, and next thing you know is we're getting sued. We could get drug into that potentially. Am I correct?
You could, the RTC could be named, but we would tender that claim to the city for defense and indemnity pursuant to their agreement to defend and indemnify both us and Progressive.
Great. All right. And that's exactly what I was hoping to surface with that. What leverage or what threats do we face from Progressive? Not like super theoretical, but what could they do if we decided to disregard their concerns and move forward with this anyway?
So, with the commission's consideration, part of the answer to that's really a topic covered in closed session. If I may reserve a bit on that. We do not believe that with regards to the proposed temporary use of the bridge area, that is what would be called the material interference with the operation of the railroad, because it's not operating in that section right now anyway. And so what they could try to do is assert a breach of contract claim against us.
Great. Thank you. Commissioner Schiffer.
I just want to clarify. One of them is I want to clarify what provisions the commission has with the city in terms of removing the, since it's a temporary use until the justification is until the Murray Street Bridge reopens. What are the plans for removing the trail?
Our right of entry agreement language includes provisions that the entity, or the city in this case, has to restore the rail line to pre-construction condition. So that would include removal.
So the right of entry, was that in our agenda packet?
Correct.
It was. Oh, I didn't get as far. I didn't get to see that, I guess, or forgot. The other question I have has to do with Commissioner Clark's question. And I did sort of raise the concern to you when we met about how it is a little strange to have an item on the agenda that could potentially provide some liability and then have the closed session discussion of that liability after the commission votes on the agenda item. So I'm still a little concerned, and maybe our attorney can answer what's the rationale of having us consider this matter after we vote on it. Usually you try to consult your attorney before you take an action on something rather than after, if they're potential liabilities.
So the closed session is broader than just this issue. And so that's part of the reason why it hasn't happened yet. The commission has the ability to go into closed session and hold this item and take action on it after the closed session if you wish to do that. There is...
Can you speak closer to the mic so we can...
Yeah, sorry. So what I was saying is that the closed session is broader than just this issue. And so if the commission wanted to go into closed session and hold off on action on this until after the closed session, we could just reconvene afterwards. We don't believe that's necessary in this instance because the staff report for this item does talk about working with Progressive Rail to get their concurrence, which is one way to accomplish this. And so if that was the case, there wouldn't be a liability issue because they would be in agreement. The second part is that we don't believe that specifically with relation to this temporary bridge, that there is a reasonable argument that that would be a breach of the contract. So that's why we believe the commission can consider this now. But the commission has the right to delay consideration of this item until after the closed session, if that's the desire of the commission.
Any other questions, Commissioner Jensen?
Yeah, a question just about the design and the cross section shown. It says asphalt concrete optional. Who makes that decision? And when is that decision made?
I have the City of Santa Cruz Public Works Director here in the audience who could probably shed a little bit more light on that since it's his project. So thank you, Nathan Nguyen, Director of Public Works, City of Santa Cruz.
Okay. afternoon, Commission. Nathan Nguyen, Director of Public Works of the City of Santa Cruz. We'll be determining the finish of the actual trail path once we take it out to bid to determine the cost of it. The way it's designed right now is to include a AC cap on top of base rock. We think it's a more robust design that will last a couple of years, which is essentially what we have left on the project. But we will, if approved, proceed on seeing what the full cost is. But we're estimating at $1.2
million. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I'm going to put it back out to the public. We'd like the public to weigh on this item of the agenda.
Move the staff recommendation.
Second.
So it's been moved and second. I see no other discussion. Nope. Commissioner Schiffer.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to the public comment about the removal of the trail at the end of the period, because I did miss it in the right of entry, but I did find it finally after we spoke, and it under the right of termination, right to terminate segment section 11, it says, upon termination of this agreement, licensee shall commence to remove all of its personal property from the property and restore the property to the condition it was in before the commencement of this agreement within 30 days, reasonable where accepted. So I think there is a legal commitment through the right of entry to restore it, and there are other provisions that do indicate that it will be a temporary change.
Thank you. With that, can I get a roll call?
Commissioner Quitos Carter.
Aye.
Commissioner Martinez.
Aye.
Commissioner Koenig.
Aye.
Commissioner DeSerpa.
Aye.
Commissioner Alternate Schifrin.
Aye.
Commissioner Hernandez.
Aye.
Commissioner Montesino.
Yes.
Commissioner Clark.
A Betty Burger Texas two-step with sweet potato fries. Aye.
Commissioner Keeley.
Aye.
And Commissioner Jensen.
Aye.
That passes unanimously.
with that, number 22 is review of items to discuss in closed session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have two closed sessions today, items 23 and 24, one related to initiation of litigation, the other one exposure to litigation, each two cases. And there may be a reportable action today.
Thank you for that. Without any public comment, seeing none, we'll adjourn till we get back.